possibly in the earlier years, the ones that come to mind, are the night that the asbestos back 1976, when those two oil tankers collided off of St Catharines, and they were called the Pacific Glory and the Allegro. And they collided, and when they parted, unfortunately there was a lot of oil and spilt, and the Pacific Glory actually caught fire. And there was, at the end, there were some 40 or so people lost their lives. The Pacific Glory actually floated on the tide and came up from St Catharines. The Allegro wasn't too bad. She managed to sort herself out. But the Pacific Glory, she was disabled. And she actually came up on the tide and ended up right off of Falllands. And she was probably a couple of miles off. And I always remember the next morning seeing her, and the oil was all over the stern, and the sea, the oil which was on the sea, was actually on fire, and it was actually on fire for about half a mile behind the boat. And I think the Southern Television, as it was at that time, actually said, or their headline was, "The Day the Sea Caught Fire." And they send their camera crew down to see it. But it was a horrible incident because there was an awful lot of people that were killed on it, a lot of Chinese seamen. And the British lifeboat went out to assist, and they took their local doctor, or the local British doctor at the time, Dr. John Arthur. And he basically coordinated the medical side of it. And he commandeered a vessel that, in fact, volunteered its services, called the Norwella, and set up a field hospital on board, and the injured crew members were brought on board there. And at the same time, we had the inter-services hovercraft unit at Leon Solent, and they sent some of their hovercraft down to the Norwella and actually took the injured people off and took them into the hospitals in the Portsmouth area. So yeah, that was probably the first big incident that I was involved with and saw.